We are now joined by the head coach of the Stuttgart Ricebirds, Billy Elmore. Billy, good afternoon. How are you?
How you doing? Good. How are you guys today?
Good. Billy, I saw where you guys, the coaches, or high school coaches around the state of Arkansas, are trying to get some support for a proposal being presented in activity district meetings to use junior high football scrimmage game proceeds to help pay for reconditioning of helmets for those schools who participate. Currently, the AAA uses scrimmage proceeds to pay for catastrophic insurance, and it's my understanding that there is enough money generated from the senior high benefit games to pay that insurance expense. So is this something that's going to happen to where you guys will be able to recondition some of these helmets?
Well, I'll tell you where it started. It was Scott Reed who originally came up with the idea. Scott is our sitting president right now with the Arkansas Football Coaches Association, and he came up with the idea. You know, player safety now is, man, it's on the forefront of everything with the USA football, the heads-up football, and all those things. And, you know, concussion awareness, I think, I think everybody's interested in making the game as safe as we can possibly make it. You know, I mean, there's always some risk, but one thing that we think we can do is help offset some of the cost. Because to be quite honest with you, a lot of the high schools, they're going to take care of their equipment. But, you know, honestly, there's probably some schools out there that aren't doing what they should be doing with their, with their helmet reconditioning for junior highs. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we tried to address as an organization. And we're working with the Activities Association on that now. As far as their proceeds, as far as what, you know, I don't know anything about their books, but, Scott came up with this proposal, Coach Reed came up with this proposal, and it's something that's going out there. And right now I would say we're trying to work with the AAA as far as maybe setting something up to help offset the cost.
Yeah, in junior high, I remember you went into the locker room, you got a helmet, and the coach makes sure it fits, and then at the end of the year, you turn it back in, and somebody else just gets it the next year. You know,
so
that could go on for years and years, where you're really not maintaining the helmet and trying to, I guess, secure it or fix it and make sure it's really, at 100% quality at that time, because if you use a helmet 7 straight years, it's not as good as what it was then, and they're probably pretty expensive, huh?
Well, yeah, helmets are, it's like everything else. They're not getting any cheaper, and as technology keeps going, personally, I think the game's probably as safe right now as it's ever been, just because of the attention that's brought to it, and, our equipment's better. I mean, you guys remember the days of those old suspension helmets when you're stuffing knee pads down in them trying to get a little extra protection. But, Matt, you're probably too young to remember all that. But, I think the equipment is great. But every 2 years, NOSCI, and don't ask me to tell you what that's an acronym for because, I'd have to Google it. But, they recommend that you recondition helmets every 2 years. And there are certainly schools around the state that every helmet in their program is reconditioned every 2 years. But then there's some that may be a little bit less fortunate that, man, the coach is sitting there trying to make a decision on whether he should, budgets are tight. And a lot of times, like you said, junior high helmets sometimes get overlooked where the senior high helmets, maybe not as much. And, USA's football stance is there's not any particular helmet that's better. It's the helmet that fits you the best is the best helmet for you.
And
so,
they're hand-me-downs. Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
High, a lot of time, that's what you're saying, is it's a hand-me-down maybe from a high school helmet that they use 3 or 4 years and they get handed down.
That's the way it happens a lot of times. And unfortunately, sometimes that does put them in really good helmets. There's nothing wrong with a four-year-old helmet. I think you can use a helmet for 8 to 10 years, and once it's sent off after that 8th year, you're not going to be able to get it recertified again. So, actual life cycle of a helmet could be up to 10 years. Now, I think if everybody's honest, there's probably some helmets sitting around in their high schools, and I mean, particularly junior highs, that are pretty old. I've been to a couple of different schools, and you go in and you find some things that maybe are put back, and you're like, man, we got to get rid of this, before it accidentally ends up on somebody. And, with just a dated helmet, that doesn't say that the helmet's not safe. It's just that it's outdated. And, that's certainly part of your budget is buying new helmets. But the flip side of that is, again, every 2 years you're supposed to get those helmets recertified. And you know, that's just something that we're trying to set up. And again, we're trying to work with Lance Taylor and the Activities Association to get that set up. It's something that we're really working towards, and there's conversations that have been going on. And the way it works is it's got to come out of an activity district. And mm-hmm. right now we're working to get it out of an activity district and raise awareness for it. And, you know, we've been in contact with USA Football and the Heads Up Tackling program and all those things. That's sponsored by the National Football League. And, you know, they're excited about the opportunity of maybe doing something along that. You know, you start using the word endorsements and all those things. We don't know about all that, but there's certainly a national movement towards player safety. And we just looked at it, you know, with Coach Reed coming up with this idea, we just felt like this was a great opportunity for the state of Arkansas, maybe to do something that no other state does. And I've had the opportunity to go to some national clinics on player safety. And, you know, you guys you'd be proud to know that, believe it or not, the state of Arkansas is probably one of the leading states in the nation as far as player safety, as far as coach training. You know, we don't allow volunteer coaches in football in the state of Arkansas. We're all heat trained. We're all concussion trained. We're all MRSA trained. So, you know, it's kind of something that, you know, we believe in football, and that's something that we want to get out across. We, you know, there's no way you can take all risk out of the game, but, boy, the benefits of playing football far outweigh it. Any way we can make the game safer, I think, is something that we're interested in doing.
Billy, you guys had your coach's clinic back in February, I believe.
Right.
Did you get a chance to talk to Coach Bielema about the new helmets that the University of Arkansas is going to use this year that are supposed to help with front head impacts?
Didn't talk to him about that. You know, anything that's player safety. You know, there's different ratings, and the rating systems. Man, I think it was like Virginia Tech or somebody did a big, you know, study on them, and you know, I don't get into all that. I mean, the best thing is you can have $1 million helmet, but if it doesn't fit properly, then it's not, you know, what good is it doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the biggest thing that we need to focus on as an organization is probably getting, you know, more people trained in the correct way to fit a helmet. And you know, high school and junior high, a lot of times coaches know how, you know, they grab the face mask, pull it around, do those things. You know, and a lot of times, and unfortunately, you know, everything we're talking about in junior high here even gets passed on down into youth leagues.
Right.
And youth league, man, you know, you've got somebody untrained trying to make sure a helmet is fitting, and that could be a recipe for disaster. But now Coach Bielem is on board with the junior high proposal. We have a approach team with that. And again, you know, we're not talking about the high school. We're talking about doing the junior highs and starting off there and again, helping offset the cost for the helmets.
You said that football is probably as safe as it's ever been because of the awareness and everything. And do you think that it also goes back to more training and more technology now?
I don't think there's any doubt. I honestly don't think there's any doubt. You know, anytime something new comes along, football coaches are probably some of the hardest-headed people on the planet, and I think I got to include myself in that. You know, anytime somebody tries to tell you how to do something different, your initial reaction is, golly, I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, that's the initial thought. But as you start looking into it, and again, you know, a lot of we're changing the way we tackle. You know, the Heads Up program, I had the privilege of spending a couple of weeks ago, I went up and USA Football carried me up to Indianapolis and had the chance to be selected to be one of their national trainers, you know, nationwide as far as tackling goes. And the things that they're teaching is it's really good. It's basically like it's a curriculum for tackling
mm-hmm.
in football. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the things that we teach here in Stuttgart and the things that Coach Bolden teaches at Pine Bluff or Coach Embry teaches at Warren might be two completely different things.
Right.
But, you know, this is going to be more of a way to unify things. And, again, man, anything we can do to protect the head, you know, and
we're all for it.
I mean,
yep.
Man, you're talking about a finger, you're talking about an ankle, that's one thing. But when you start talking about your brain, nobody's brain is tough.